Last night, CBS News fired veteran 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley one day after a show staff meeting where Pelley sharply criticized the news magazine's new boss, Nick Bilton, to his face. According to leaked audio from the meeting, Pelley told Bilton he would, quote, never be welcome here, unquote, saying that Bilton and CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss are unqualified for their jobs. Pelley then said Weiss, quote, does not love this place. She was brought in to kill it, and she's been doing exactly that, unquote. In a statement last night after his firing, Pelley said that Paramount, the new owner of CBS, is trying to curry favor with the Trump administration and claims that new management recently, quote, instructed me to inject falsehoods and bias into a politically sensitive story, unquote. Pelley says that he ignored and refused those instructions. We're trying to find out exactly what he's referencing there. In a statement, a CBS News spokesperson said, quote, there is no political interference at CBS News, not from ownership, not from Barry Weiss. The only interference is the normal back and forth between editor and correspondent that happens in every newsroom. But the story did not end there, because in this morning's CBS editorial meeting, Barry Weiss addressed the firing, saying, quote, I'm only interested in working in a newsroom that is built on trust and mutual respect. That foundation was broken on Monday. And despite our attempts to engage with Scott Pelley and to find a way back, unfortunately, we weren't able to do so. And so we had to part ways, unquote. After those comments leaked, Pelley then issued another statement to the New York Times saying, quote, there was no effort of any kind to, quote, find a way back. As Weiss said in the editorial meeting, at no point did anyone in the Tuesday meeting suggest that there could be steps taken by either side that would lead to a resolution, unquote.